Begin the current daf and this tiny stuff you're dying. Begin the manal. Begin the tes masal. Begin with the gemara. The yedei shabbat the avoyis of kfum l'shem, and he knows that his father's household was established on then. So also l'shas yai mechula. Then he's not allowed to go ahead and drink wine. Pirish. Tesi qualifies this. He says also l'shas yai chutzal sedase. He's only not allowed to drink wine during out of his mealtime. Sedase muta. Actually, during his mealtime, actually he's permitted. And the reason for that is because the yain shabbatei chasuda and mashaker. Because wine in during the eating of a meal actually does not intoxicate a person, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem about the whole reason why you don't drink wine because of being intoxicated. Next says Masal the beginning of the Gemara b'chamishu mutarn, but on Thursday it's permitted. They cover the Shabbos because of preparing for the honor of Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? Pirish. My time in the kan mutarn l'stap el dafka b'chamishu Shabbos. The Gemara's question is why is it the kama not permitted to go ahead and cut their hair, but rather only on Thursday? It's because they should come to l'mishma k'shem in the bomb that they should not enter into their group which was started in the beginning of that week, when they were in the state of disgrace, when they were disheveled, pirish, the loyam tina, because they're not going to, they shouldn't wait ad yom echad mimei shavua habo from one of the days of the week that they're going to be doing their mishma, and rather be stopped because she comes to mishma that they'll cut their hair before they enter into that that week of their of their group. Because if they're not going to cut their hair beforehand, they're not going to cut their hair, and that's the purpose of that takana until Thursday. And from this that they said that they're not going to let them cut their hair until the coming week, you stop because they're going to cut their hair before their group, and then they won't be in a state of disgrace, which is the whole purpose of what we want them to be appropriately groomed when they're coming to do that later. The next test muscle the take begin with the Gemara Kain Gadol. The Kain Gadol must stop him every Shabbos, Shabbos. He would take a haircut every Friday. The Kain Head did Echol Shlosh Miyam, and the Kain Head did once every 30 days. Pirish, meaning she'ein yochel lahashris yosa. It's the maximum. Meaning he's not allowed to delay it any longer. Now behind the Kama Samech, but this that says shortly with the Gemara says later on Hashbuk the Perah Lishaleichu that now that it says that you're not allowed to have Perah Lahavim. Oh, should be Perah. In other words, the intent of the Gemara is not that, oh, that they have to grow to be para, which is until 30 days, and then you cannot cut before 30 days. So he says, no, pirish. What that means to say is, para lahavat shloshimim im yirtze. Yeah, but then if he wants to, it could be up until 30 days. Not that you have to have it and only do it once every 30 days. You just cannot do it longer. It can't stay longer than 30 days. Kinnik says, also, that begins with the words, gemar liliber klal. You shouldn't let it grow at all, pirish. Vatalat lamayim, even up until 30 days. Which says it's difficult because if that's the case, that you're not allowed to grow it at all, you have to cut every single day. So gezeirah of the para lamali, the one in the gezeirah of para that you can't have it more than 30 days. No, the shemitzah lamali. What would the government say? Liber ad lamid yoy. You shouldn't leave it until 30 days. Eligalich bechav test. Rather, you should cut it on day 29. But no one entertained to say that you should have to cut it every single day. The next is Masal begins the word Zigmar Shluchi LeMeshalchu. That the Torah tells you that you could grow your hair long, which is a period of 30 days, but longer than that, which Yisim Mishleishim Yom, more than 30 days, that's what we're saying, that's LeMeshalchu, that you shouldn't let it grow more than 30 days.